holding in the Avodah of Shabbos. So we spoke about the Achomel of Shabbos. Second Shlav is based on the Tzura of Shabbos. In Shabbos, we eat three meals on Shabbos. And every Yom Tov, we eat two meals. But on Shabbos, we eat three meals on Shabbos. Shalom, what is the difference that in all the Yom Tovim we eat two meals? And on Shabbos, we eat three meals. It's another Zach, the two stars on it. That is the Shinu Yaseder Atfilis. In Shabbos, in Lel Shabbos, we daven in Shmoneh Esre, Ato Kiddash Tes Yom Ashvi, Lishimcho Tachlis Maiz Shomayim, Vayichulu Ashomayim. Shabbos by day, we daven a whole different tefila, Yismach Moshe, Vele Nisata Hashem Lager Arotzois, Yismuchu B'malchuscho. And Shabbos and Mincha, we say Ato Echot, B'Shimcho Echot. This is the reason some people don't remember the tefillah of Shabbos Baal Peh. The tefillah of Yom Tov, much people remember. Ato Bechaltonu, Ato Bechaltonu, Ato Bechaltonu. V'sein Pach Bechol, V'sein Pach Bechol, V'sein Tembar, Al Chet, Al Chet, Al Chet. Yeah? The same, every Rosh Hashanah, all the tefillahs are the same. Yom Kippur, all the tefillahs are the same. Sukkos, everything is the same. Chutz Musaf. Musaf is a different carbon. There's nothing what to do about it. But the tefillahs are the same. In Shabbos, every tefillah is different. Ato echod, shimcho echod. Yismach Moshe, ato kedashto vayichul. Nothing similar in between the three tefillahs. Weekday, same tefillah, shachis milchamayir. Before, after the kapitla, same. The tefillah is the same. Shmoneh Esre is the same. Shabbos, every tefillah is different. What is the pshat? So the Torah says the aside that there are three Shabboses. The Shabbos, Maisa Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah and Shabbos La'osid Lavoi. And every Shabbos symbolizes these three Shabboses. Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah and Shabbos La'osid Lavoi. And every tefillah is connected one of them. Lel Shabbos is Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, ki sheish yisoyim vos ha-shmayim v'sa-oretz, u'bayoyim ha-shvi'i shavas v'ay-nofash. Vayichulu Hashemayim Ve'aretz. We say it in davening. We finish 18. We push in another Vayichulu. We come home before Kiddush. Noch Vayichulu. From that minute, we forgot about Vayichulu till the end of Shabbos. Lel Shabbos, Vayichulu, Vayichulu, Vayichulu. Cheskes Gimel Shonim, three times. Vezel. This is the Ma'ariv. Ato Kiddashto. Tzim Hashvi. Tachlis Ma'aseh Shomayim Ve'aretz, Vayichulu Hashomayim Ve'aretz. This is Lel Shabbos. Shabbos by day is Shabbos Matan Torah. That's what we learn. Tomorrow and after the Matan Torah, Matono Toivo Yeshli V'Zgnozai V'Shabbos Shmo V'Ani Roitzel Litno LeYisrael. It's a Shabbos Matan Torah. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, ki even ne'amon karos aloi, shnei luchas avonim hoirit b'yodoi, v'kosu bohem shmir ha-shabes, v'chin kosu b'sirosecho. The Miskarov says, shnei luchas avonim hoirit b'yodoi, v'kosu bohem shmir ha-shabes, v'chin kosu b'sirosecho. We are from the people that believe that the shnei luchas are also written in the Torah. Not from the people that don't believe like that, yeah? So what is Shteluchas Avonim Oiri B'yadoi V'kosu B'yam Shmir HaShabbos V'chein Kosu B'sayrosecho? So the Biskarov, what V'chein Kosu? V'shomu B'nei Yisrael S'HaShabbos Last HaShabbos L'Roysom V'sayilom B'ini Ki Oisi L'Oilom. The Bris Oilom, the Bris Sos HaDibros was a Bris. Moshe Rabbeinu with the Agonis, with the Dam Nichnes to Israel a bris. Chekosu b'seirosecho that it's a bris. And we finish this. V'lo nesata Hashem lo gei lo goi arotzis. V'lo inchalto l'malkeinu lo oiv defsili. Goi sheshovas chayev misa. Why? He also believes that Hashem did the world in 6 days and rested on the 7th day. The Talmud says, "Als meise bereishis, goi sheshovas is not chayev misa." But als matone toivo belongs to us. Akum nerag al hagezel, goi sheshovas chayev misa. Shabbos by day. V'lo inesata Hashem lo gei arotzis. V'lo inchalto malkeinu. V'gam b'mnuchosoi lo yishkenu areilim. This is Shabbos by day. Shabbos matnteir. Shabbos afternoon. Mincha is Shabbos la'osid lovoi. Liyoyim shikulo yishabesu menucha. V'hoyo b'yoyim ahu yeh Hashem echod v'shmo echod ato echod v'shimcho echod. Like this we start the tefillah of Mincha b'Shabbos. Ato echod v'shimcho echod v'miki amcho go Yisrael tiferes gdulo v'ataras Yeshua. This is Shabbos le'osid lovoi. And it's three p'chinas. Le'o Shabbos is Shabbos and Maise Bereishis. Shabbos by day we do Zecher le'Shabbos Matnteire. And Shabbos al'Shudas we do Zecher le'Shabbos le'osid lovoi. This is the reason we have three different tefillas. We have three different meals. And Yontif we have, we know, like in the month. Ma'boiker lechem lechol u'balayla basor isboya. Every Yontif we eat two meals. Shabbos we do a meal for Shabbos Bereishis. We do a meal for Shabbos Matan Teire. And we do a meal for Shabbos Va'osid Lovoi. So we'll start. We did the Kabbalah Shabbos. And now we oisek with the Shabbos of Maise Bereishis. We oisek in the Shabbos of Maise Bereishis. What are these askus in Shabbos Maise Bereishis? How you misasek? The believing is that Hashem created the world in 6 days and He rested by Yom HaShvi. Shabbos melachtecha asuyo. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything. You know, we're in a generation, 2012, about when the world was created and when the tzura of the world was given, most people, their business were the land, fruits, vegetables, they grow. You have to take the sheep. Everything was done from the ground or from a factory. There was no electric devices. All these things didn't exist. All these new companies never happened. You know what it was mean for a person in the 7th day to stop everything? Not to water his plants. They need water, they're dry. It's a hot day. It's no system that drops water, yeah? No, that the company creates, he does glass. It's to stop the company, the whole thing will go kaput. It's to stop. The factory, hot water, a swimming pool, they have to shut it, start to make the fire again. It's very hard. It was an Isaiah. Shabbos melach chasuyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in 6 days and Bayim HaShvi, and we believe everything is from Him Yisborach. Everything is from Him Yisborach. Today Hashem bring it back a little bit. On the net, people think that they can't stop over Shabbos. The Nisayonis again started. David Kufa, Hashem made it. People came to America, such a Nisayon, not to go to work in Shabbos. Every generation, and that tzura that it is, Hashem brings back the Nisayon of Shabbos. To believe everything is from Bayir HaOlam. The avodah of Lel Shabbos is to believe Melachtecha Asuya, and to mischazek in the emunah that He's the Boire, He's the Yoitzer. Sheshes Yomim, Taase Melachtecha B'mashvi, Taase. Tzchaim explains, everything is from the Shabbos. Everything comes from Shabbos. Everything is from the Boire HaOlam. This is the emunah HaTohira that a person has to have. This is the Ashkofa HaTohira that a person has to have. When a person has that Ashkofa HaTohira, that clearness, he's Mekayim the Avoid of Lel Shabbos. Shabbos Maise Bereishis. tell you once, I had a maisa. Someone called me up, a Talmid of mine. Called my Rebbetzin, actually. His wife, really, actually, called. And she said, you know, tell your husband to daven for us. Rebbetzin asked, what happened? So two things happened. First, we came back from the hospital, and they found that our son has a terrible disease. Terrible disease, and it's a genetic disease. The Yeshua tries to take care of. And it means that all the kids will be born also like that. The kids are, can't stay. We have all that. I got to Lebanon is Cholev. Second thing, my husband is losing all of his money. Every hour, he's losing around $50,000 from his money. I came home, my wife tells me, listen, we have to dive for them. I said, what I could do? I mean, I know, I'll dive in, but you know, kid is sick, there's no money, you know. I said, you know, that costs a tape to them. I said, okay, tomorrow morning, I'll get up, I'll go to the Kaisel. After the Shiva, I'll go to the Kaisel. I go to the Kaisel, I got up with such headaches, I remember, it's called Shreklach. I go to the Kaisel, I dive in. Tried to stop a taxi. You know, sometimes the Kaiser tried to stop a taxi. People chop it a bit before. I couldn't chop a taxi. I just gave up. I went into a bus. Sat down in the back of the bus. Put down my head. It was a terrible headache. This Yerushalmi guy gets up and sits near me. He taps my back. I said, yeah. Says, I can tell you Chassidus Shemaisa. I said, but just do it quick. So he says, okay, I'll tell you, once was a person, it was very sick. Came to the Rebbe, told the Rebbe, Rebbe, the kid is very sick, I don't know what to do. So the Rebbe told him, I don't know what to tell you, but I can tell you one thing. It says in the Sforim that when a person says, Vayichulu b'lel Shabbos, b'shas de Kiddush, he becomes shutef lemaise bereshis. Believes that the Boi Ra'ilam created the world, comes a shutef. Sometimes, when you want to ask a favor from a person and the guy says no, the best way to get it in, you speak to his partner. His partner has it in. So, b'shas vayichulu, daven on the kid. When I will say vayichulu, I will also daven on the kid, the Rebbe told him. Be'ez Hashem, the kid will be okay. Put down my head. I got another thing on my back. I can tell you one more shemaise. I said, Vazel. Since once was a person, he was losing all of his money. He went to the Rebbe. Told the Rebbe, I'm losing all of my money. The Rebbe told him, tell me, you speak about your parnasa and Shabbos? It's the only day I see my wife. He says, mekaber yourself not to speak parnasa and Shabbos. Kosh Baruch will give you back the money. So I came back home. I said, you know, from Bashar, two stories. This person, you know what? I'll call him up. Called him up before Shabbos by us. Told him, listen, Bashar's Kiddush, shoot of Lemaise Bereshis, you and your wife from Mechavin, I with my family, we'll be Mechavin also. And I said, tell me the truth. Tell me, you speak about your Parnasa and Shabbos. I said, it's the only day I meet my wife. I said, Mekabel on yourself not to speak Parnasa and Shabbos. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you, Be'ez Hashem. Monday, I got a phone call. The hospital called him up. There was a mistake in the blood test. They found out. And Baruch Hashem made back all of his money. And that person, Baruch Hashem, today is one of the Yedidim of Yeshiva. I was in America a couple months ago with the Yeshiva. I stayed by him. I'm Makbid every time. He's the one. I stand together. The Maisa, last time when I was stuck in the Ramada Inn, I called him to do a favor, to bring the food and everything. So I asked him to come to help me. Mikol Mekoyim, if a person will know what is the koyach of Maise Bereish, I found after it, I looked, I found one of the kadmoinim, it's brought down. This is good, the Bishas Kiddush, Mechavin. My kids, every time they ask me, every time before Kiddush, and who we mechaven today? All the kids on Leil Shabbos, Shuduf L'mayis Bereishis, all the kids, everyone standing in this, and you know, we mechaven, and you know, and it works. If you're a partner, if you mechaven, you mekabel, taki, meshtabed, the Shibut, the Shabbos L'mayis Bereishis. Ribbono Shalom created the world, everything is from Him. Everything, you don't speak Divrei Chayim. This is the avodah of Leil Shabbos. It's the avodah of Leil Shabbos. Holding it in the avodah of Leil Shabbos is a suda. We eat a suda of Leil Shabbos. The suda is also a zeicher l'maaseh bereishis. The minig klal Yisrael is to eat fish. Start the suda with fish. I'm really trying to go mamish the leichte kavonis of others, much deeper things that as Hashem people could get. I'm trying mamish things that I think that everyone could have a tfise and the avodas Hashem and these achim. Start with that. You can get later for sure. It's much more mamish from outside. We're just touching the kavonis that a person has to have. That's him. It's roi every person to have a lechem mishneh and to cut both breads. So if she's a goyin, she brings down like a tchila, you cut both chalas, not one chal. If you have an yeshiva and the other guy will cut the other one, it's also good. You don't have to be machmer so much. But in your own family, it's to be machmer to cut two lechemim of lechem mishneh. And again, the lechem mishneh is the zeichel for the man. And on Shabbos, you think the zel bezach. The Ribbono Shel Olam, if you need, He gives you food. Bread will come down from the sky. Chazal said, this man Beis HaMikdash was a tzinzenes man. Lo hidia she aparnose me Hashem izborach. Everything is from Him izborach. Shtei lechem mishne. And it's covered on the top, and it's covered on the bottom, zecher to the man. And Hashem gave it, bedekt. It's a different business. Chazal also, Shlo Ire, the Yayin, Shlo Ire, Boshle. But Rashbam Shita is, Rashbam Awe Psochi, that Hashem gave us the bread with such a beauty. It was covered. It was nice. Not only that He gives a parnosa to every person. He gives them the covered and the revach. And if you find it not like that, there's a reason, there's a punishment, but it's not the pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets about you. Melach Becho Asuyo. You will never lose. You will never lose from keeping Shabbos. You will never lose from keeping Shabbos. Never. Never, never. How much did He say in the Shtarker? You will never lose. This is the Lechem Mishneh. Then you have the fish. Chazal says a remes, dag. The remes, a oichel dag. Beyoim dag, nitzal midag. A oichel dag is a fish. Beyoim dag is the 7 day, 4 and 3. Gematria is 7. Nitzal midag, it's dina shel gehenna. A oichel dag, beyoim dag, nitzal midag. It's not dafka chiv to eat gefilte fish, you can eat even the other fish. The reason Klal Yisrael ate gefilte fish was because the shayla from Boirer, the old days with the shayla from bones. Klal Yisrael didn't want in the Elikish Shabbos to be nichshel with a meichel that you could come to Chashash Boirer, so they turned to eat gefilte fish. So another reason they were poor, though, and the nezer brings down, so they couldn't afford it, so like this they added some bread in the fish, that was enough for everyone. But today, they have these salmons and these fishes that Baruch Hashem don't have bones also. So if you have that fish, like it's no union to mehadar about gefilte fish. If you come to a place that is stacked with bones, if you know the halachas, if not, stick to the gefilte fish. Aber wir kommen kein, what is the Indian of dag? Euch el dag, wir ein dag, nicht so der dag. And the truth is, I'll tell you, the machmirim, the machmirim, yireim, b'nei teire, b'nei aliyah, a makpid to eat fish in all the 3 meals. I know it's a modern zach, a modern zach. By day you eat liver. We also eat liver sometimes. My wife does. About fish and then liver. I don't make all my family to eat. I'm just a Musa Haskell for myself. I eat fish and then liver. If everyone wants to eat liver, if I'm not, I'm just to them. If people take chumras and they start to change all their life, they're like, "What now? I'll back in my house in the morning. Let everyone to do everything. You yourself ask for another piece of fish. You go to the simcha, even if they don't serve it. You ask for dachka, they bring it from the kitchen. I get a piece of fish. They bring you. Alamo. I want to tell you, you think it's kleinikat. I want to explain to you. Don't think that I alamo member to mechaven ala kavodas. Every bite in the fish to mechaven, there's so much more to be mechaven. But if you have the hanoge, that the fish is not stam. I eat fish. Baruch Hashem, in our days, it's not like you don't have to be like Yosef, make your Shabbos, to fight for the fish, or for the fish that, you know, didn't want to come up, and they threw something, all different stories, Kaya's told with the fish. But you also has a story with the fish. By day and Mishalosh Shudas, you might be that fish. It's a tuna Mishalosh Shudas. It doesn't have to be Dafka. You can feel the fish, yeah? But to be might be that fish, the fish gets an andere Tzuwe. An andere Tzuwe. The things that after it's regular, it's normal. It's normal. It's like if a person is diabetic, yeah? So you go with his family, the miyad before sure, you know, they sure. Where you go? This fish brought to you. Then who knows? You eat fish by day? What is anagrese? Some people like it more makbi by night. You know, like the larger part of Klal Yisrael only eat it by night, but they just stick to the liver or the zachem. One of the reasons that these people do it, I'm saying again, don't be from these people, but these people that do it is, why you eat fish? So one meichel is like a choshev meichel. Choshev meichel, a kovet Shabbos, choshev meichel. Say the more fancy restaurants are fish from flesh, yeah? But you say the fish is more fancy for meat. But one reason is because Lel Shabbos, Chazal says, Oynas Talmidei Chachomim. This is man of Peru Vervu, Kedina de Gemora, that Oynas Talmidei Chachomim, Lel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. Meilu, we eat dogim, Zecher, Sheyifru, Veirbu, Kedogim. Another reason is brought down, that is no Aynore, Ale Yosef, Chazal say, Ma Dagim, Amayim, Mechassim, Aleyem. So the Meile, that we Isaac and Peru Vervu, we eat dogim. More from that. And all of the animals, the mushal, when you shech the animal, you can't eat all of the animal. It's chaylev, it's dam. Fish, you could eat the whole thing. You're allowed to, I'm not saying. Even fish, but you're allowed to. All the animals are parts that you're not allowed to. We want our kids to be zera kulei kodesh. Zera Kodesh. We misamal it in the fish. And the animals, sometimes you shecht it wrong. It goes off the derech, we zogt. Chinuch was not the right way. And fish, doesn't make a difference what you do. It's okay. Animal, you shecht it, sometimes you find in it's about treife. To throw it away. Fish doesn't make a difference what you find inside, you could eat it. Well, if you find bugs, but sandals are. Yeah? But you can't eat, you're allowed to eat a fish. This is the Indian to eat fish. This is the Indian to eat fish. This is the Indian to eat fish. So a person has to start. He has a Sudas Shabbos. Zeichel Maisa Bereishis says Kiddush, says Vayichulu. He believes everything is from Boira Olam, and he's doing a Suda that is Makir and is Mechabed and these Inyanim. This is his Suda Shabbos. This is the Tzure of the Suda Shabbos. He's eating fish, but doesn't make a difference if he's married or not married. The Kavonas of the Tefillas go to Zal Dozach, and Daven for Klal Yisrael. It's from state. But a person is not married, it goes on as Maisim Toivim. This is also the toldos of the person, Chol Toldoisom, is the ha'ulus of the person is called l'chol tol doisam. Person davens for his ma'asim tovim to be pure. So this is the avoda of Leil Shabbos. I think it's much more. But to start, Shabbos ma'asim bereishis vayichulu, to say vayichulu k'mo yishetzorich, word by word, to be maimin, to mekabel that I believe everything is from Boi Ha'olam. Then you have a suda, mon, zeichel to the mon, Hashem gives the parnasa. Shabbos ayoyim, leisim tzu basode, vayetzu anoshim lilkoit veloy matzou. So nisoyen, will not be in Shabbos. Aber, yitzor Shabbos einu min acheshmin, you don't lose. And then we have the fish to mechabit Shabbos. We eat the fish to mechabit Shabbos, for the covet of Shabbos. That's Hashem next week. We'll be marching.